internet control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. And all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Third, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGSU portion. And tonight we have our pre-net check-ins up and functioning, so we will start there. First, we'd like to welcome Mr. Mel, K4XMR. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Andrew, W2AMD, out of Simpsonville. Then we'd like to welcome Bob, KI4LJG, out of Greensboro, North Carolina. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, and he's down there at Table Rock. Thank you. Next, KD4HEY in Piedmont. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Bill, KC4W, down there in Anderson. Then we've got Mr. John, KI4GOD, and he is down in Simpsonville. And that concludes our pre-net check-ins. So now we're going to move over to our EchoLink stations, which we've got quite a few of them tonight. So we're going to jump over there. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, this is AA4GH, back home in Punta Gorda, Florida.
Oh, 6 Alpha, November Hotel, Carl, Charlie Alpha Radio Lima, Denver, Colorado. Short time, in and out.
Net control, please check in. Kilo Golf 4 Whiskey, November Papa, land in the Echo Link, Dacusville, in and out.
Mr. Gus, AA4GH, down there in Ponte Gorda, Florida. And Gus, good to hear you tonight. Thanks for stopping by, sir. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Carl, WH6ANH, down there in Denver, or out there in Denver, Colorado. And Carl, good to hear you tonight. Thank you, sir, for stopping by here. And I think you win the long distance award tonight. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Landon, KG4WNB, and he's down there, over there in Blowing Rock, North Carolina. Landon, good to hear you, and thank you, sir, for stopping in here also. Do appreciate each and every one of you. And with that, that concludes our pre-net, or our EchoLink check-ins. Thank you, each and every one, if you're doing that. And we're going to move over to RF. And tonight being Friday night, we're going to start with Uniform Through Zulu. Uniform Through Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. That's your police check in, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in, Kilo Quebec 4 2B Determine. That's KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. We're here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you, number one on net.
Oh, Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango. That's KC4BLD, Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KO4HKX and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, K4XB, and he brings along his bride, Miss Angela, KQ4TBD, and they're down there in Southern Greenville County. And Tommy, thank you for stopping in here. I do appreciate that. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Richard, KC4PLT, and he's down there in Pentagrass, Georgia. And Richard, thank you for stopping by. I do appreciate it when you check in with me. Always a pleasure. And then with that, we will try one more time. Uniform 2 Zulu, Uniform 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX. Pause, we're going to move on up to the top of the alphabet, and that would be Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Saint Patrick, please check in. Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont and will both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in Wareshoals, and she'll also be negative and negative.
HKX, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Delta Zulu Sierra, KO4DZS, Scott in Pendleton, and I'll be negative and negative. Hope you're doing well tonight.
HKX. Patrick, Miss Elise in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home at Easley, no traffic. Good evening to you and Miss Elise and all on the net.
November 4, Alpha Zulu Echo, Dude in Easley, negative and negative.
Is KO4HKX in a Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Rick, KK4DMW, and he brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and they made their home down there in Piedmont. And then by telephone relay, they bring along their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, and she's down there in Wareshoals. Rick, thank you for stopping by and checking the family in. I do appreciate that. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Scott, KO4DZS, and he's down there in Pendleton. Then we'd like to welcome our Wednesday night net controller and keeper of all things SwapNet. That is Mr. Gary, KI4DOS, and he brings along his pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY, and they make their home down there in Easley. And Gary, good to hear you on here tonight. Please tell Joy, Elise and I said hello. They would like to welcome Mr. Dude, N4AZE, and he makes his home down there in Easley also. And Dude, I hope you and Miss Vicky had a good day, and good to hear you on here tonight. It was good to talk to you this morning. With that, we will try again. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Evening. K4ROW, Richard and Grable, no traffic, no round table.
I would like to welcome Mr. Richard, K4ROW, and he makes his home down there in Greenville. Richard, good to hear you tonight. Hope you weathered the storm all right. I don't think I've talked to you since the storm has started or happened. But good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by here and checking in with us, sir. With that, we'll try again. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we're going to move on up to Echo Link. And so, Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel. Sorry, I had to take a pause there. I got a coughing fit. So, we're going to move on up to Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie, N4HHC, Warren and Taylor's negative and negative tonight.
4HKX.
Patrick, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. I will be negative negative, Patrick. Thanks.
AO4HKX, number N4HHC. And he makes his home down there in Taylor's. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Harry, KC4EZN. And he makes his home over in Candler. And Harry, good to hear you tonight. And thank you for all the help with traffic last week. I do appreciate that. Was a lot of help getting things around the mountain. With that, we'll try again. Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we're going to move on up to India through Lima. India through Lima, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, the Bonus Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Twirl me negative and negative, send 73s for each one of you.
HKX. Patrick, thanks for all you're doing, man. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan up here in Asheville, North Carolina. Just front me negative and negative. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
KX and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. James, KK4JFO. He makes his home over there in Tuxedo, and James, good to hear you tonight. And James, just a quick question. Have you talked to Sid this week?
No, I hadn't, and I thought about that just now, that I've not talked to him. And I'll probably see Danny tomorrow. He may have talked to him. So, no, I'm at a loss for answers. I would doubt that his power's still out. So I really don't know, man. Just don't know. This is KK4JFO.
James, well, if you talk to him, let him know he's asking about him, because I haven't heard from him since the Thursday night before the storm. So I did get word that he was okay. I just didn't have no power, but I'd like to hear his voice again and let him, Miss Beverly, know he's asking about him. Then we'll welcome in our Monday Night Net controller. That's Mr. Duncan, KO4JKV, and he makes his home up there in Asheville. And Duncan, thank you for all your help during the storm and all that. Was great help up there, because I think you had your power on and phone available longer than most of us did. So I do appreciate all the relays you did for me during that. With that, we'll try again. India to Lima. India to Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Please check in. Kilo. Kilo 4. Juliet. Bravo. Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo. Charlie. 4. Mike. Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
This is KO4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK, and they make their home down there in Greer. And Larry, good to hear you tonight, but my computer locked up on me there, and are you hanging around for comments?
4JBQ, just check Donna and I out tonight. In and out, please. 7-3.
Well, good to hear you, and been out cleaning up today. But good to hear you, and you take care of Miss Donna there. With that, we will try again. India to Lima. India to Lima. Please call KO4HKX. That pause there. We're going to move on up to Mike to Papa. Mike to Papa. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Please check in Kilo November 4, November Quebec Tango. That's KN4NQT West down in Powdersville. No traffic, but I'll hang around for the rack chute.
KO4HKX Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Wes, KN4NQT, down there in Piedmont. Wes, good to hear you tonight, and I got you down for a comment later. So I'll be back around to you shortly. With that, we'll try again. Mike to Papa. Mike to Papa. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we're going to move on up to the patient group tonight. Quebec to Tango. Quebec to Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Please check in M0TR. November 0 Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Patrick. All on the net. I'll be negative negative, sir.
KO4HKX. Over, Patrick. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4. Quebec, Lima Golf. KO4QLG. This is Chris and Liberty. And I will be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
KX. Please check in. Kilo, Quebec, 4, Quebec, Hotel, Victor. KQ4, QHV. This is Nick. I make my home in Pendleton, and I'll be in and out this evening. Thanks for holding the net.
Radio Internet. We'd like to welcome Mr. Tom, N0TR, and he's down there in Greer. And Tom, you make sure to tell Miss Bernice I was enjoying that lasagna again tonight. So thank you, and tell her Elise and I said hello. Then we'd like to welcome my good friend Chris, KO4QLG. He's down there in Liberty, and Chris, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for everything you did last week. Do appreciate that. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Nick, KQ4QHV, and he's down there in Pendleton. And Nick, good to hear you on here again. Hadn't heard you in a while, and I hope you didn't have any too much storm damage down that way. But good to hear you, and come back often, please, sir. So with that, we will try again. Quebec to Tango, Quebec to Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Please check in Kilo Echo 6 Tango Charlie Golf. That's Harry and Taylor's.
Oh, one more time. I messed that one up completely.
Kilo Echo 6 Tango Charlie Golf.
I'd like to welcome Mr. Harry, KE6TCG, and he is down there in Taylor's. Hey, sorry about that. I don't know what happened. I messed that one all up. But thank you for being patient with me and coming back to me, and thanks for checking in tonight with us. Good to hear you on here. Back to Tango, please call KO4HKX. Right, with that pause, we're going to open it up to the big group. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
This is KN4EXM checking in, negative and negative.
Name and location with that, sir?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I meant to give it. It's Chris Measley.
Your call sign again, I obviously messed that one up too.
KN4EXM, KN4 Echo X-ray Mike.
Kilo Nancy 4 Echo X-ray Mike.
Measley.
Okay, that's coming up as James in Zarconia.
November 4, Echo X-ray Mike.
Yeah, okay. I'll have to go into the computer and fix it. We'll see what's going on there. We'd like to welcome Chris, and sorry about that. I'm just obviously having some computer issues tonight. I don't know what's going on. But we'd like to welcome KN4EXM, that's Chris, and I missed you down at Easley, if I remember right. I'll have to go in there and see if I can't update that one and see what's going on. I may have hit the wrong button or been having some glitches here tonight. So appreciate you being patient there and coming back to me. With that, we'll try again. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KX. Please check in WB4ZPH. That's Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
KO4HKX from Blue Ridge Human Internet. We'd like to welcome Mr. David, WB4ZPH, down there in Taylor's. And David, good to hear you tonight. And sir, thank you for stopping in here tonight. With that, we'll try again. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Whiskey 4, Sierra Oscar Echo, Sean in Greer. And negative and negative.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Sean, W4SOE. He's down there in Greer. And Sean, I really appreciate all the help you were last week in getting me set up on WinLink and just being there to answer any questions that I might have had. But you make it home down there in Greer, and you make sure to tell Michelle that the crocheted items that she donated will be put to good use. They're going to a nursing home and a cancer center, and the ladies just absolutely love them. So you make sure to tell her that everyone said thank you, and they are looking forward to being able to set up a class with her to learn to do that.
No, she's sitting right here, so she might have heard part of it, but I'll certainly pass that on. The items that you down there,
that power.
Well, they need one of those too. They don't have power in there either. They don't have anything.
Sorry about that. I sent him a quick text to unkey his mic there. we've all done it. So appreciate Sean being there for me last week, along with a lot of other people. I know everybody's told me thank you for everything I done last week, but again, I want to repeat, there was no way I could have done it without everybody on the other end of this wireless apparatus we have here. So I want to tell each and every one of you, thank you. But with that, we'll try again. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KX. WD4DYH, Whiskey Delta 4 Delta Yankee Hotel. Johnny Tigerville, no traffic, no round table. Good evening, everybody.
For Mike, Sarah, Julia, Tori, and Greenville on a handheld, so I'll be negative and negative.
All right, let me pause right there because I missed the last call sign altogether. So could you come back to me with that one, please, sir?
For Mike, Sierra, Juliet.
All right, we'll pause right here. We'll welcome Mr. Johnny, WD4DYH, and he makes his home down there in Traveler's Rest. Johnny, good to hear you, and again, thank you for everything that you done last week. Do appreciate it. You was always there behind the scenes, willing to help out any way you could. And I do appreciate that, and allowing everything to happen and on the repeater. I know that's what the repeater's here for, and it was good to see it put to use in a time of need. With that, we'd like to welcome KF4MSJ. That is Mr. Tory down there in Greenville, and good to hear you tonight. And I think that's the first time you have checked in with me, so I do appreciate that. With that, we will try again. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Please check in Kilo 4, Romeo Mike. That's K4RN, Fred. I'm up on Nancy Mountain tonight. Good evening to you, Patrick, and I on the net. No traffic, no table.
I'd like to welcome Mr. Fred, K4RM, and he is up there on Nancy Mountain tonight, so he's on the other end of the county from me. But good to hear you tonight, Fred, and it sounds like you're dealing with the same thing I am. My sinuses have hit me when I come in here to sit down to call this test and wear me out. But good to hear you, and hopefully everything is going good up there on the mountain tonight. With that, we'll try again. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. Is KO4HKX now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. And first on the stump tonight, if I got this correct, is Mr. Wesley, KN4NQT. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX, KN4NQT. Patrick, I just had some questions for you. If you had any report on Saluda, North Carolina, or Tryon, what's going on up after the storm?
Information that I have out of that area is I've talked to a couple of the hams from over in Tryon and the Campabella, that kind of area, Landrum, and everything seems to be kind of just like here, getting back to normal. Everybody has power and that I know of, and so as far as Saluda, last I heard over there they were doing some cleanup work, but that's been 3 days ago, so I'm hoping they're back like we are, the rest of us, just trying to pick up some pieces from this event that has happened.
Okay, thank you for that. I was just curious. Had some friends that like to go up there to some restaurants, and we knew things might be bad up there, and I told them to kind of hold off, but just curious. KM4NQT.
Florida had some mudslides. I think that's what Jerry was telling me, N4JBM, because he was the one over in that area. I could send him a quick text and try to find out.
Curious. Thank you.
Around for just a few minutes. I'll send him a quick text here and see what we can do.
4HKX, KC4PLT, with a quick comment update.
There was some of them worrying about Sid up there. Well, I was just going to let you know an update on it. He's fine. He, due to the storm, he was out of phones and his radios for a while. But as an alternate controller there on the 746-790, he checked in with us. So he must be getting some of it back. Just wanted to make you aware of it, that he is okay. And that's about all I have there. And you're doing a great job on the net. KC4PLT, and I'll turn it back to you.
PLT, well, thank you for that. I'd gotten word that everybody was safe, so I knew that part. I wasn't worried about that part of it, but I was just wanting to check and see how he was doing about getting back on the air. It's usually in here on nights at 9 o'clock. So just if you talk to him again, tell him we've been missing him over here, and we're checking on him. But good to hear that him and Miss Beverly are doing well.
Yes, Patrick. Yeah, I think he's just trying to get his stuff back to going, radios and whatever, because it must have been pretty bad up there. Kind of took a lot of them out there. I really feel so bad for a lot of the others, too, there as well. But anyway, I will tell him there. If I hear him in there again tomorrow, if he checks in there, I'll tell him also there. Y'all was asking about him. Thanks a lot, Patrick. KC4PLT, back to Ned.
Well, tend to miss people when they're regular, so I like to check on them. But I've had several people ask about Sid this week. Several. And Miss Shannon was the one that relayed in here that she had talked to him on the radio. And just so everybody knows, the 146-640 machine is back on the air as of this afternoon. So that's a good thing. I don't know what all happened over there, but it is back on the air today. So that's a good to hear. So hopefully they're getting things straightened out over there. But Wesley, I have not heard back from him yet. So if I do hear back from him before we close the net or anything, I will try to keep you in the loop on how Saluda and Tryon are.
Thank you for that. I'll hang around and just wait to hear. Thanks.
So we'll pause right here and see if we got any more check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4HKX.
KO4JKZ. I just have a couple quick things to say, but first of all, I just wanted to make sure, I assume you have power of some kind. Did your power come back on, or are you still on generator?
Finally came back on about 8, 9 o'clock Tuesday night, so I am not on generator at this time, and I'm thankful that I had that generator back there, that's for sure.
And also, that's good news that station just a second ago, KC4PLT, I believe, that's Sid. After I heard you say that tonight, I went over to the Bear Walla Mountain machine to try to give him a call, and I didn't hear anything back, but he said he might be having radio problems, so tomorrow morning I'll call again on Bear Walla and also on the Spivey Mountain Repeater to get some more information. And if he needs help getting an antenna up or something, I'm more than happy to go down there, and you can pass that on.
Well, if he had antenna damage, I know he's going to need help. He's getting on up there, and he's had some back issues as of late, and doesn't get around like he used to. But sure do miss him when he doesn't check in. You get used to a certain people checking in certain groups, and you tend to miss them.
You
So yeah, I'll check on that situation tomorrow, and I have a bunch of gear I can get him up and happy. And I don't know if he has power or not, but I might be able to help out with that. I've helped out some neighbors. They've been out without power for 2 weeks, and theirs finally came on, so I got my generator back. So yeah, I'm here to help, and I'll check on him. And thanks for putting that out there. But anyway, thanks for everything you're doing. You finally got your power on. So, but 7-3 to you. I'll be clear on your final.
You and hey, quick question for you. What part of Buncombe County are you in?
North of downtown Asheville, just like a mile. I'm just right in the belly of the beast.
Up there around Charlotte Street and all that up that way.
Merriman Avenue.
Just a little bit west of what I was thinking then. So you're over there on Merriman Avenue. Well, I hope everything weathered the storm okay for you.
My wife and I found a relief place to take showers, so that's the first shower we've had in 2 weeks. We've been doing birdie baths, and let's see, internet came on for like 7 hours 3 days ago, and it's been off. I think the rumor is Duke Power is coming through and just cutting anything that's in their way out of the way, and they cut the Charter line, so... But we keep getting things saying, we understand your problem and thanks for your patience. So I keep checking the internet status all the time. But how's your internet?
It works, but it's slow. I don't think they got everything just right, but it is working. And cell service is still real spotty over here. So it is what it is. I really can't complain about it. At least it is making an attempt to work.
As far as where you live, are you able to get in and out and all the trees out of the way and all that stuff?
We got most all of that stuff cleaned up. There's still some road work to be done, some ditches that need to be put back, that kind of thing. But all in all, the roads are passable. You can drive a car in and out, but they're not what they used to be. So the main thing, it got out, and we had a big mudslide from up one of the neighbors up at the top of the hill. His truck and the wife's car and his well all come 200 yards down the hill, down the road, and they weren't driving.
I'm able to get around. I have stores. I can get everything I need, which is very good. But I don't know about you guys down there. You probably do. I've listened to not only Q-Meter, but also AM and FM. There's a great station up here, AM 570. It gets a lot of information. And just still today, there's just people in such bad shape. But, man, it's hard to fathom.
That I've been kind of monitoring the Mount Mitchell repeater off and on throughout the day, and it's still amazing that we're 2 weeks into this and everything that's going on over there and what they're finding still.
Good. But I tell you what, ever since this went down, I'll tell you one thing. There's an elderly guy that's a friend of ours. Him and his sister talk every day, and then it's been 3 days since he gave a message to her, and he was worried about that. I was able to send a text Winlink and receive the reply Winlink. That's the first.
That's good. I'm telling you, I played with Winlink before the storm hit, you know, a year ago or so ago, but after Sean got me on Winlink during the storm there, it's a very useful tool. I recommend everybody have access to that, and especially if you can get on HF.
100%. We sent that message on 40 meters, and it worked like a charm. And now through all this, my wife Danielle, she wants to get her tech license, so I want to get her prepped for that.
After I moved up to the church, which is just up the road from my house, to hear, I think half of that congregation is going to get their ham radio license. We'll see what comes out of it, but they're wanting to start learning and schedule a class and all that there at the church. So we're going to see what comes out of it. I'm sure we're going to have lots of new hams after this event in this area because of communication just it was non-existent other than ham radio.
I really felt good about having a lot of different avenues of communication, including 2 meter, 440 and HF. But yeah, sounds good that you have it. You're doing okay, and it's good talking to you. I don't think we've ranked you this much, and hopefully you got a couple more check-ins on the late shift there. But if you need anything, you've got my number. You can text me, and thanks for everything you're doing. And if I don't hear from me tomorrow, I'll be running the net Monday. So thanks, Patrick. KO4HKX, KO4JKV, back to net.
Quick, before you go, I want to tell you that if you run across any people with any needs up there, if you'll text me and let me know, Anchor down here is a disaster ministry relief organization, and we have lots and lots of supplies that we're moving out to people. So if you run across somebody that needs something, please reach out, and we'll do everything we can to get it to you.
There's a lot of people who need stuff, so I got that written down, and I may do that. So thanks a bunch again, Patrick. 73KO4HKS, KO4JKV, back to you.
Well, Mr. Wesley, KN4NQT, I have not heard back from Jerry, but if you want, I will see if he texts me, and we'll relay that information in to you.
NQT, all right. Thank you, Patrick. I'll check in with you.
I know I haven't been on the radio as much this week, but I've still been doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes on the telephone now that it's working, and so I will try to help anybody find out any information that I can, because I've got lots of connections, different places and different avenues. So again, if you find anybody, if y'all are up in the affected areas and doing anything or working or helping out, please reach out. I monitor the repeater pretty much all day, and if I don't hear you, somebody will let me know that you're trying to find me. The message will get to me. So if we can help in any way, please reach out.
Thank you again. I was over in Jenkinsville today, and I did call, but I didn't get you, and no worries. I knew I could catch up with you tonight. So anyway, I'll check in with you a little later. Have a good evening, and oh, yes. I am interested in the training about calling the net on the Blue Ridge Club, if you know anything about that or can direct me to that.
You can relay that in to Dave, and I think we still got some open spots, and it's always good to have some backups because things do happen. And I'll be honest with you, Gary and I have been wearing it out lately, and We would love to have some more support in here. We've got quite a few that since last week have stepped up and wanting to get trained on how to do it, and we will be glad to help you any way we can. I know I will, and I know Gary will, and I know Dave will too. So we're all willing to help you learn it. It's not near as difficult as you think it is, and everybody is really patient with you, so we'll be glad to help anybody that wants to learn it. And as you can see, it is a very useful skill to have, because I never intended or never imagined when I sat down to the radio Friday morning like I normally do that it would turn into what it did. It just kind of had a life of its own, and and it took off from there. But I was glad that I'd had that skill set from the last 2 years of practicing, doing exactly what we're doing tonight. It was something to behold on my side, too, I can tell you that much.
I understand. I was listening to you some during this, but not every day. But anyway, looking forward to getting more involved. And anyway, if you can pass that on or direct me to whoever I need to talk to, I can do that at some point. But anyway, have a good evening, and I will check in with you a little later. KN4NQT, 732.
Wesley, thank you, sir. And with that, we will stop right here and see if we got any more check-ins. Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
Please check in and out Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Hotel X-Ray. My name is Jamie, and please check in my proxy Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee Lima November. My wife Sabrina. We're here in Chesney, South Carolina. Check us in and out, please.
KO4HKX and Blue Ridge 2 Mirror Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Jamie, KJ4UHX. And he brings along Miss Sabrina, KJ4YLN. They make the home over there in Chesney. And Jamie, good to hear you tonight. And thank you for being here and bringing the wife along. It is my pleasure to check you both as often as you can. With that, we'll try again. Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
KX. 4 November Delta Kilo.
The name to go with that one?
Sorry about that. My name is Nate, and I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina.
I'd like to welcome Nate, W4NDK, and he's down there, or over there in Charlotte. And Nate, you got an excellent signal coming in from Charlotte. You must have one more setup over there.
Thanks for the flowers. I just have a Yaesu FTM 400, no antenna, LMR 400 up to about 60 feet in the tree, and a repeater antenna up there mounted way up in the poplar tree. And hope that soft poplar tree doesn't snap one day. Over.
That. Well, I mean, it's doing the job for you, that's for sure. We don't have many people out that far check in with us, so it's great to hear you, and appreciate you being there.
I've talked to my friends in South Carolina, and hello to Jamie and Sabrina, by the way. They're friends of mine from the other repeater. All right, thanks very much. 73 from W4NDK.
Thank you again for coming by tonight. My pleasure to check you in. And with that, we'll try again. Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX, K4RM. I just want to let you know the Nancy Mountain has power now. The last person who didn't have power got it this afternoon, so we're all home up here now. And you commented earlier, it sounded like I had a cold. Actually, I'm highly allergic to ragweed, and I've been outside all day, so it's kind of got my sinuses messed up. Over.
I hate to hear that, and I guess I'm getting allergic to it, because, man, I tell you what, when I come in this evening, my sinuses are, I feel like somebody's sitting on my head. But with what blew through here 2 weeks ago, there ain't no telling what's in the air. And as many people have been cooped up in places, I am surprised there's not more sickness going around, that's for sure.
Yeah, I understood. Well, I'm allergic to it, but I've been outside working all day, but I had a mask on, and even with that, it still affects me. But you know how it is, you do what you got to do, still doing a bunch of cleanup up here, but all things considered, we are blessed. But thank you, my friend, for all you've done, and I hope you have a great evening. Say hello to the missus, and we'll talk to you later. K4HKX, this is K4RM on Nancy Mountain. I'm out.
Roger that. Well, you and the missus take care up there, and glad that everybody on the mountain's got power back on now. That's good to hear. I got lots of friends and family that live right around there. So, with that, we'll try again. Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
Before HKX. Patrick, held you and Elise and everyone on the net. Please check in. N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane, up here in Cleveland. No traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net, Patrick.
4HKX.
Station, I heard my call, you say my call sign, but I have not heard your call sign. So if you could come back to it with me, I appreciate that.
KO4HKX, KA2TXJ, please check in. Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray, Juliet, Jim, mobile and easily. I'm not sure I'm making the machines, that's why I didn't call you back right away. I'll be negative and negative.
I'd like to welcome my good friend Shane, N4ZLK. Shane, I hope you and Miss Beth have a good evening and enjoy your weekend. And get you a little bit of rest. Maybe you ain't having to help nobody move this weekend. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Jim, KA2TXJ. And he is down there in Taylor's. And Jim, you're making the repeater just fine. No problems at all. So good to hear you tonight. And thank you for stopping by and checking in with me, sir. With that, we'll try again. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. All right. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4HKX. All right, I invite you back tomorrow night. Mr. Gary will be calling the net KI4DOS. So I invite you back tomorrow night. Come by and give him a good dose of rider's cramp. Make him sharpen his pencil twice. But with that, this is KO4HKX. I'm going to send my net report, and I will return shortly.
KX, I know you're doing your report now, Patrick, but thanks for the net. This is Nate, W4NDK. And by the way, my family's from up in that area, from Hendersonville, Tryon, and over near Canoga, Drake Mountain. I'm a Drake. You might know some Drake. Drake's up there, D-R-A-K-E. Over.
I know a few of them.
All of them. There's a lot of them. But I even stayed in a bed and breakfast of Airbnb up there, and there was a Drake written on the wall where they marked the kid's height. And I asked the guy, he's a realtor, he's out there near Lake Summit. And he said, yeah, he's a Drake, and we ended up being related. He's a realtor. But anyway, have a good night, and glad to hear you there, Patrick. Nice to, probably talked to you before, but if I haven't, nice to meet you.
Hey, can you give me your call sign one more time, just a little bit slow for me, please, sir?
I checked in earlier. Whiskey 4, November, Delta Kilo.
I can have the call sign. I just wanted to double check. But I appreciate you coming in here. And it's, well, most people don't even know where this little area is at when I say I'm from Penrose. So it's good to know there's people out there that do know where I'm sitting.
It's good to know people know where you are, and sometimes it's good that people don't know where you are. But, yeah, it's a beautiful area. When you're driving out towards Pisgah National Forest from Hendersonville, go right through there. Not too far from Horseshoe, and it's you know, it's God's country. Did you guys do okay with all the water?
I didn't take any damage here at my place directly, but there's lots of damage around us. They are rezoning a lot of houses now that were not in the floodplain that are now going to be in the floodplain. So I'm curious to see if they'll let them rebuild some of these places where they did. They may not. And I don't know how all that's going to work out. But there's lots of trees down. No major damage that I heard of other than some landslides and some cars. Some porches taken off, that kind of thing. But I didn't hear of any whole houses gone or anything like that. But now, to be honest with you, I have not been to Brevard in 2 weeks. What I have done is been right up here close to my house at Anchor Baptist Church or in South Carolina. I have just been, I've been burning up the roads and burning up the radio too.
Roger, roger. I understand. It's good to hear that that area did all right. Yeah, my grandmother used to live on Little River Road and Flat Rock area, et cetera, in Canoga. All right. Well, good to hear that. Don't burn up the miles too much. Don't burn out. And we're sending somebody up from Charlotte that we know to Avery County Airport. Saturday. That's tomorrow morning, so hopefully he gets the things delivered that we're donating. All right, well, take care, and we'll see you later. Whiskey 4, November, Delta Kilo. That's Nate in Charlotte.
Good to hear you, and thanks for sending all that relief up or whatever it is. It will be put to use there because there are many, many needs up here that we're just starting to find out, and it is starting to get cold up here already. So, it's already in the 40s out here. So, these people that don't have anything are going to need some way to stay warm, and that's been our main focus at Anchor lately is heaters, sweaters, sweatshirts, jackets, just warm weather clothes of any kind, and propane, tents, that kind of stuff. And when I was up there working today, one of the biggest needs that I heard coming through and we had to deal with was laundry detergent. A lot of people are wanting to wash their clothes, and now that the power's back on, and try to clean everything up, and you just can't find any laundry detergent anywhere. So we're going to remedy some of that problem tomorrow, and we're going to go out and get some. And I know some of the guys from South Carolina are already bringing some up tomorrow. I spoke to them today. So that's the kind of stuff I've been going on behind the scenes with the phone calls, the text messages, and just relaying things around. But it is nice to get on here and make a broad announcement. And I generally have somebody come back to me and let me know that they can help out with that situation. I've not had one yet in the last 2 weeks that I have asked for a need, and it's not been met.
Send that to my church. I wrote those things down, and I'll mention to the guy that's delivering. And have you guys been in touch with the Bears group, the Baptist Emergency Service?
If they have or not, I've just been working the radio and logistics. There's other people that handle that side of it. They come to me and tell me they're looking for this, and I go to work trying to find it. So right now, we're looking for warehouse space is one of our big ones. Because we've had so much stuff come in, we've outgrown two warehouses, and we're trying to get things moved around to get it out because we're running short on manpower. So we could use volunteers that also. If your Saturday is free, they will greatly use you and put you to work, and they will treat you like the king when you come through. They'll provide you food, water, drinks, whatever you need. But we're running short on manpower, and the people that are volunteering here are just, they've been going at it from 7 o'clock in the morning till sometimes 1, 2 in the morning. So everybody's just getting tired, and we need some relief.
Well, I'll mention that. Have you been on 145190?
Over there. Earlier in the week, I've not been lately. I've been listening a lot to what's going on. And like I was saying earlier, it's just sad to hear some of the stuff that's still coming out from up there 2 weeks into this.
I'm thinking that maybe somebody who's delivering some goods might have some of that stuff that your church needs or manpower. They could redirect down from Charlotte. You know, people who are listening to you, if you got on there and talked to Vicky, Net Control, 83i. But I'll mention it to my guys. And then the Independence Fund is helping out from Charlotte, a bunch of veterans. They might want to know also. They're across the street from our church, so... All right, well, we'll try to help out, and thank you for letting me know of the need, Patrick, and I wrote down your call sign, so I got it here.
I appreciate that, Nate. Like I said, the main thing we need is just manpower to help move some of this product around. There's been such an outpouring of love and just wanting to meet those needs. We've just been outrun. And we had to actually pause some shipments today and tomorrow so that we could we could get stuff in because we couldn't even get trucks with trailers in our parking lots to get turned around now because we just had so much and trying to get it loaded to get it out. We've got three fork trucks running nonstop. We've got at one warehouse, two more at another, and we've got Penske trucks moving nonstop. I mean, and tractor trailers coming in and volunteering to take loads. So it's been something to watch for sure, and to be a part of.